Just a Game. From Petty Morals off their latest album, Marked Women, which you can pick up in all fine retailers and, in fact, online. Part of that, Petty Morals, of course, were in the Rumble. Was it just last year?
It wasn't last year. I was wrong. It was the year before that.
2 years ago.
It was 2014 they were finalists.
It's crazy. That was 2 years ago.
I know.
So Petty Morals, they've been extremely active since the Rumble. And it's just always wonderful to see them. And prior to that, we heard from two bands that will be performing in the Rumble. The Long Walls, Where Things Go to Fade, and Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys. Now, the full lineup for the Rumble, for the preliminaries, etc., that's all been announced. That's all available on the Rock and Roll Rumble Facebook page, on the Boston Emissions website. So you'll be able to track down that information fairly easily. What should people know going into the preliminaries?
Rest. Oh, you know, here are some key points. So we're very, very structured. When I say the first band goes on at 9, the first band goes on at 9. So if you swing in at 9:15, you have missed half of that set. And what's great about... this is great about a lot of shows, but what's especially great about the Rumble is, you know, bands take it seriously, and they all want to be great. They all want to play their best set. They all step up and step out. And when the fans are there feeding, the bands feed off the crowd, and the crowd feeds off the bands, and it magic happens. That might sound silly, but I watch it. I watch a band start playing, and I watch the crowd react to that, and it's a whole nother thing. It takes you to another place, which is really what a rock and roll show should be.
Absolutely. And the Rumble is a kind of experience where even if you've seen some of these bands before, you have not seen them on their Rumble prelims night.
Yeah.
You know, for just as an example, Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys, we just heard from them their song Jade off their album from last year, Soul Vernacular. They put on an amazing live show. I think I might have go-go danced for them a year and a half ago. I forget.
I hope you did.
That might have happened. I'm not sure. Vague memories. Huh. But, you know, there are certain bands that are known for their stage show, and they will absolutely bring it. There are other bands that maybe are not so much known for their stage show, and they'll show up for their Rumble night, and they will be prepared. They will have done their homework. They will be ready to engage with the crowd. And it's just, if you love live music, these are nights that you don't want to miss.
And the lineups are very different. So you're not going to go see four bands that sound like each other. It's going to be very different. You're going to hear a heavy band. You're going to hear like a rock and soul band. You're going to hear a punk rock band. You're going to hear, you know, a dream pop band. They're all very different. So, you know, if you really want a slice of... Now, this isn't... I want everybody to be aware of, this isn't like the best bands in Boston. They're great bands. Some bands don't want to do it. Some bands can't do it for whatever reason. Because I do ask bands for... you know, certain to agree to certain things. Some bands can't do it. They have a tour booked, or they have something going on that they just can't get out of. You know, some bands don't know what the Rumble is at all. They don't get it. So I can't really say much. I can't really speak too much to that. Some bands just aren't working at it. You know, when I have a list of 125 bands that have piqued my interest, but then when I have to start whittling that down to just 24 bands, then it becomes, what have you done lately? Truly.
Yeah.
You know, have you reached out to the show? Have you been playing out? Do you have any presence on the internet? Do you do anything? Do you tell people you're playing out? You know, if you're a band and you just exist, does anybody know? So it's important. It's important to, you know, make an effort. So these bands that are in the Rumble have all genuinely made an effort to get some sort of attention. They've been playing gigs. They try to tell people they're playing out. They release music. You know, they may play out of town sometimes. Good on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, when you are in a band, I mean, for a lot of people, you play music and it's for your own pleasure, and that's great. But for bands who would be interested in performing in the Rumble, you're interested in getting to be heard by a new audience. And how do you make that happen? You know, there are a multitude of ways to do that, but really you need to engage with people. And I think that the bands that wind up being in the Rumble are bands that are really engaged with that and are ready to put on a great
show.
Half
of the battle is leaving the house, you know? I hear that a lot. You know, I'm certainly well aware of what people say. You know, we get there's always some sort of, you know, backwards controversy or what have you. I'm not going to try to change your mind, but I will tell you, come to a show and see for yourself what it's about. You may think differently. You might look at it differently. These bands, all the bands, I stand behind every single band that's been invited. I stand behind every single band that's going to play prelims. How it shakes out, who knows? That's the joy of it. I never know from night to night how it's going to end up. I'll see a set and be like, that's a winning set. Who knows? Because there are judges involved and everybody looks at things in their own way. But I have a criteria that I ask judges to look at and consider. And it's fun. It's fun.
Well, and having spoken to a couple of people, you know, generally every year to year, it's different judges, different people with different expertise, different genre backgrounds, but they really agonize over a lot of these decisions because it's very difficult. You feel as if you hold the fate of four bands, you know, maybe 20 people in your hands. So it's I find it very exciting. It's the best kind of reality non-television.
That's a great way to put it.
Cheers. Do we want to ask these lovely people if they'd like to come?
Yes. Opening night of the Rock and Roll Rumble is Sunday night, April 3rd. It is, doors are at 8:00. We'll have like a little pre-party gathering type thing at Once in the Lounge. And you have to be 21 to drink. Would you like to give away a pair of tickets and join us?
I would love to give away a pair of tickets.
So be available on Sunday night. If you had plans Sunday night, April 3rd, cancel them. Because we just made a new date for you.
Yeah, you have a better date. That's really going to hook them in. And it's, you know, the first preliminary night, there's always a special frisson over that night. It's not only, you know, the little pre-party nibbles and drinkies and hobnobbing and elbow rubbing. It's an exciting thing. It's the first of nine nights of local rock. And it's a pretty special thing to be part of.
It's a great place where a lot of different kinds of people come out and hang out. And it's really, it's a love fest. And that is not me trying to be silly or trying to have some, you know, hashtag marketing term. People come out and they really have fun and they see people they may not have seen for a while. You meet a lot of friends. And Once, by the way, Once Lounge does have food, so you can come early and eat in the lounge before the show. What's the phone number? I don't even know.
The phone number for right here, it is 617-627-3800.
Uh-huh.
617-627-3800. So call us. And we can give you a pair of tickets to come to that opening night. That's Sunday, April 3rd. That is 1 week from this coming Sunday.
Oh my gosh, can you believe it?
Oh my God.
It's the Digs opening the night, Gold Blood and Associates.
Oh man.
Weekend Friends and Big Time Kill. All of the bands are very different from one another, but I think that you will like it a lot.
That is a fantastic lineup. It's very exciting. All right. Well, I'm going to play a couple bands that have played in previous Rumbles. Going to kick us off with a song that caused a little bit of a stir back in the day. This is the Goddamn Draculas with Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
You better run and you better hide. Jenny's on the red. Yeah.
Murcielago, who kind of took the Rumble by storm when they played. They're pretty fantabulous. Another very heavy, very hard Northern New England band who was in the Rumble.
From Portland.
And we love them. Goddamn Dracula's prior to that with Jenny off their latest EP, The Drex. You are listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'll be here until midnight. But here for only a short time more is Angel Wood of Boston Emissions.
How do you do?
And the Rock and Roll Rumble. Now, shall I give a quick rundown of all the bands that we're going to hear? So, Rumble bands. There are, math is not my strong suit, and yet it is part of my job, which is a shame, isn't it? 24 bands?
Yes.
Over the course of 9 nights?
Yes.
There are 6 preliminary nights with 4 bands each. Then there are 2 semifinal nights with 4 bands each. And then 3 of those bands... That is the winner of one semifinal, the winner of the other semifinal, and one wild card.
Yes.
Make it into the finals. Now, these bands are the 21st Century Fugitives, Analog Heart, Abby Barrett, Big Time Kill, The Black Cheers, Choke Up, Courage Cloak, The Devil's Twins, The Digs, Eric Salt and the Electric City, Field Day, Gold Blood and Associates, I Was Awake, Idle Pilot, who played on this very show a few months ago. They are very sweet young men, and I realize that dates me at least 50 years, but who cares? Jack Romanoff, Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys, Junior Classics, The Knockups, The Long Walls, Salem Wolves, Shatner, U.S. Lights or Us Lights?
Us Lights.
I'm sorry to nationalize you, Us Lights. Weekend Friends, and Worshipper. Yes. So that's starting on Sunday, April 3rd, with the finals happening on Friday, April 22nd. Mm-hmm. 3 whirlwind weeks.
I'm resting up now.
And taking vitamins. They make them chewable now. They make them gummy.
I have them. I rely on the Flintstones chewables quite a lot. I know that makes me sound like an adolescent, but I don't care.
I feel like they're marketed toward us because we're the ones that remember the little dancing. Mm-hmm. They always looked like they'd taste better than they really did. They're always just so
like
gross.
Tang.
Yeah, exactly.
We're really
like
dating
Tang.
Ourselves by talking about Tang.
No, for real. So it's apparently Slice is the thing for the next generation up is talking reminiscently about Slice. So if you catch yourself talking about Tang, you can always save it by saying it was a regional name in my area for Slice, which they stopped making apparently in 1992 and broke a lot of little kids' hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, kids. Regardless, the Rock and Roll Rumble, brought to you by Boston Emissions, hosted by Once in Somerville. They are our neighbors. They are run by J.J. Gonson, the delightful J.J. Gonson. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited as all get out for this year. It's a tremendous lineup. I know that Glenn from Parlor Bells and the Goddamn Glenn Show does say that tremendous is a word that only grandfathers say. But apparently, I am Glenn's grandfather.
Have you coordinated your outfits yet, Pam?
I haven't. But you know what? The thing that I was always hoping might happen has started to happen, which is as soon as the Rumble dates were announced, I started getting messages from people asking when Animal Night was going to be. It's just one of those things that you sort of hope will become a thing. And I think it has. So... yes, keep your eye out for Animal Night. Keep your eye out for other theme nights because that's what the Rumble's all about. Mm-hmm. It's about community. It's an excuse to dress up because really it is an event and it's our event as a community. So I am super stoked for it. And I'm absolutely delighted that you took the time to come down and chat about it.
It's great to be back here. I hosted this show for a while. A few years ago when Joel was he was touring quite a lot, so yeah. I kind of held on the fort for a little while. It's so much nicer in here than it was then.
I'm so comforted to hear that. When you walked in and said it's so different now, I thought, oh no.
No, it's so
I'm
nice.
Sorry.
It's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
And for anyone who is interested in buying tickets in advance, you can go to oncesomerville.com and everything is linked up there very handily. And there are Facebook events for every single night too.
Beautiful. So you can RSVP, you can invite that special someone, you can invite that person you wish was a special someone.
Some people have met their special someones at the Rumble.
Mentioning no names. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of happened.
I wasn't going to out anybody, but...
Just saying, it's a great opportunity for meeting like-minded individuals. Mm-hmm. So yeah, check out the Rumble. And you know what else we can check out? I'm super excited about this. We have Ms. Paula with us. Ms. Paula, are you bringing us the concert report?
I am.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what that means. it means that I'm bringing you a little bit of that.
All right, starting with tomorrow night, you're this just in. Noah Malzberger is at the Burren for an early show, 7 o'clock. So hit the Burren back room and then hop on over to the Lizard Lounge for the Family Township and Andrea Gillis with special guest Sugarblood Jinx. How does that grab you? And then in between that, you can hop on over to Tavern at the End of the World for Eric Martin and Morel. And Susan Cataneo with Jamie Walker is at the Monotomy Grill in Arlington. Friday, March 25th, Richie Parsons, Fire King, Watts, and Pop Gun are at the Spotlight in Beverly, Mass. Ginger Ibex, Gay H. Sheldon, and Yanni Bateau are at Lilypad. Sidewalk Driver, Jenny D. and the Delinquents, Muck and the Myers, and Petty Morals are at Once Ballroom. The Evil Streaks, The Skags, Genki Genki Panic, and The Martians are up in Salem at Kodo. The Beauty Way is at Tavern at the End of the World. And over to Saturday night, we have Dirty Dave's Birthday Bash is at PA's with Marianne Toilet and the Runs, August 1st, SPO, Strangers with Knives, and Sundrifter. I don't know, that sounds kind of punky to me. You tell me. Roy Sludge is at Atwood's. That's an afternoon show beginning at 4 o'clock. Know Your Scene. This sounds kind of cool. Zip Tie Handcuffs Idiot Jeans are at Firebrand's Saints. That is at number 1 Broadway in Kendall Square. This is a kickoff to a free monthly event, which is all ages. Trusty Sidekick and Shiny Beasts are at Tavern at the End of the World. There's no cover and doors are at 9. Found Audio and Future Carnivores are at Store 54. This is a Bob Colby Presents show. Get them while they're hot, folks. Store 54 will be closing at the end of, what is it, May? I'm not exactly sure. It's coming up. Like, I think they have 2 shows left or something like that. Rock Bottom and the Wicked Pisses at the Midway. Sunday, happy Easter, folks. Shotgun Waltz is at Atwood's. Chandler Travis Philharmonic plays the matinee show at the Midway. Live, local, original, unplugged, featuring Anthony Kaczynski, The Thigh Scrapers, Life Before Insanity. Evan Gadowski is at or are at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy. Downbeat Mondays continue at the Plow and Stars every Monday night at the Lizard. Oh, this is a just in. Sorry. Open Mic Challenge with Tom Bianchi. Marley Mondays with the Deputy Conquerors is at Sally O'Brien's. Tuesday at Toad is Miriam because it's the last Tuesday in March. Then at 10 o'clock, it's the Blue Ribbons. On Wednesday night, you have Danielle. Say her last name for me, please. Moralia and the Glory Junkies at Toad as well. Wednesday, the Dennis Brennan Band at the Lizard. And next week, Pam, tell us what's happening here on The Town. What's happening next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday on The Town, you will be hosted by Michael J. Epstein and Sophia Cassiola. They do not always host. They host if there is a fifth week. There is a fifth week, ladies and gentlemen. So get yourselves ready. Put on your dancing britches and tune in for Mike and Sophia next
Sounds
Wednesday.
Good. Thank you, Pam. Thanks,
Thank
everybody.
You.
See you
Thank
out
you,
there.
Paula.
It's going to be a rocking weekend.
Yes, so prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves well. And speaking of preparing yourselves, and speaking of the Rumble, which starts on April 3rd, here's a little bit more from some Rumble alumni. This right here is Whitcomb with The Conqueror. Whoa. Sorry. I'm enjoying my lady friends a little too much. Oh, that sounds terrible. I didn't mean it the way it sounded, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me. That right there. Oh, I'm all of a flutter. That was Whitcomb with The Conqueror. So, right now on WMFO Medford, you are about to listen to from Studio D. well, this will be fun. I'm going to play one more song from Whitcomb while that happens, because that needs to happen, unfortunately. Ladies and gentlemen, just one more minute. Bear with me. Whitcomb. See, Northern New England, just saving my bum time and time again. This is what happens when the talk show guests skedaddle on the hot foot to get down to the bar, is I wind up with no Studio D. But you know what? Studio D's back. You know how that happened? Joel Simkus made that happen. Because that's what Joel Simkus does. And right now, as sonically engineered by Mr. Joel Simkus, we have Elephants live from Studio D here at WMFO.
Hi, we're Elephants. it's killing me to have so many things to say, but I'll never say them. Sometimes I don't want to chase down goals. Sometimes I don't want to chase down goals. Sometimes I don't.
everybody. We're Elephants. We are going to play a few more songs in just a moment. First, we are going to check the tuning of our instruments and say thanks to WMFO 91.5 FM for having us come and play a live set in their wonderful Studio D on this fabulous Wednesday evening, this March the 23rd, 2016. Can't get much more official than that.
Yeah, you really timestamped this show.
Yeah. Slice of life right here. A little.
If anybody close to us goes missing and we have to prove that we were here.
Yeah.
This is our alibi.
Rock and roll alibi.
I'm holding up today's newspaper as we speak.
Ha! All right. This next song is called Sparkle Hooves.
Sure is. Yeah. It goes something like dum dilly dum.
We'll be right back.
The song is called Brookfield Fight Song.
Oh, sounds warm and fuzzy.
Yes.